from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Dow Jones is off and running. Did they love the debate in Cleveland, did they?
Yeah, I didn't get... I wasn't able to watch it, mate. I was too busy yesterday. Couldn't watch the leaders' debate last night either, but you've covered it. You've talked about it a fair bit this morning. It sounds like there wasn't a great deal of policy that came out of that
There was zero policy, and if you followed anything for the past 4 years, you learnt zero, but as a spectacle, it was all on.
And the US share market is either ignoring it or they're liking it because, yeah, we've got green numbers across the screen. The S&P 500 up 1.3%, the Dow up 1.6%. So nothing to see here. Move on.
All right. What about August for houses? We're swinging any hammers or what?
Yeah, let's look back at our economy and let's look at some facts. And I'll say I'm sure you'll cover off the New Zealand leaders' debate last night as well, which I also didn't get to see. So what's happening on residential construction? So this is dwelling consents for August 2020. So absolutely no issues on the supply side of the equation in terms of residential construction, Mike. So we're getting the consents. Whether or not everything gets built and whether those hammers do get swung, that is another story. But very much steady as she goes in terms of volumes of building consents, and they're continuing to truck along at the levels that we saw pre-COVID. So there don't appear to be any sort of dark clouds hanging around 2020 from the point of view of consents. There is an interesting theme coming out in the numbers, Mike. It's very clear about the change in how we are living. And this is particularly obviously relevant to the main centres of Wellington, Auckland. We had 10,063 townhouses, units or flats consented in the year to the end of August 2020. So this is medium density, multi-unit type dwellings. That passed the 10,000 number for the first time ever, the first time we've seen data. That goes back to the early 1990s. If I pan out, take the helicopter view, as people like to say now, 37,467 dwelling consents in total. So we're running at sort of 1970s numbers, but you've got to be careful that comparison because we had a much smaller population then. Over 3,000 in the month. So despite COVID, we have sort of got tailwinds behind this, the housing sector at the moment. If you think about it, you've got those really low interest rates. I mean, they're already really low and they could go lower. You've got a housing shortage, although, you know, there's plenty of debate as how that manifests itself. And you've got plenty of activity in the housing sector at the moment as well. There's one issue there that I think we should point out just to provide a bit of balance. If you look ahead to 2021, you've got this good pipeline of work that will close out this year. But next year, with the absence of that normal migration impulse with higher unemployment, you've got to ask the question of what's going to happen to the demand side of the equation. Mm. And that remains to be seen.
Business, how are we feeling?
Yeah, we also got the final read in the ANZ Business Outlook. So the activity indicators, they lifted a little further from their early September preliminary reads. Headline minus 28.5, that's lower than the early read, but own activity was a little higher. And you know I like to look at the own activity because there's less political influence in it. It's a better early read on GDP. And we've seen a steady improvement in that reading, Mike. And look, from my point of view, this is the way I look at it. The numbers on the face of it are pretty horrible, but maybe they're not quite as bad as you thought they might be. And so business appears to be sort of looking forward and trying to get on with it. I mean, we're firmly planted in sort of recessionary 2009 type numbers. The one comment I would make, Mike, if you were in government, and I know you and I aren't, but if somebody was in government, there's one, I would take note of one immediate issue that's very evident in these numbers, and that's finding skilled labour is a problem.
Yep.
It's a problem for businesses out there. So if you want to help business, you've got to think about how you're going to get skilled labour into the economy.
Couldn't agree more.
And I think that's about being creative and flexible at the border.
It's not like the government don't know that's a problem either. What are the numbers?
27,897 on the Dow Jones, up 443 points, 1.61% as we speak. The S&P 500, 3377, up 41, 1.25%. And the NASDAQ, 11,210, up 125 points. And that's a 1.12% gain. So all good there. The FTSE 100, down 31 overnight, 5866. So that's about 0.5% fall. The Nikkei fell 1.5%, 23185, down 353. Shanghai Composite was down 6, 3218 was the close there. The ASX 200, bit of an ugly day there yesterday, down 136 points, 2.29% fall, 5815. But we gained 5 points in the NZX 50, so we weren't going to be dragged into that negative stuff yesterday. 11,747 the close. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar, but stronger this morning against the US, 0.6620. 0.9233 against the Aussie, 0.5648 euro, 0.5127 pounds, 69.86 yen. Gold, $1,895.80. Brent crude, $40.85.
You have a superb day, and we shall see you tomorrow from Andrew Kelleher and the good folks at JMI Wealth.